What do you say, Scout? Maybe just one of these.
Grandpa! Leave those carob tofu clusters alone. They're for after dinner.
After dinner? Why, in my day, we were lucky if we had dinner. Maybe I'll just head out in the woods and jack me a deer. Cook me up some venison before I pass out from hunk. What in the name of sassafras is that?
Presenting the Stew Pickle's patented Quack-O-Matic.
The Quack-A-Who?
The Quack-O-Matic, the world's first fully automated weather vane. This baby tells you the temperature in 10 cities, gives a 6-month weather forecast, and predicts earthquakes, floods, and meteor showers.
Does it tell you which way the wind's blowing?
I'm working on it.
Wow, a duck that can tell you everything.
Looks like your dad's fighting with the duck.
Looks like the duck's winning.
How come they're fighting?
The duck doesn't want to tell him stuff.
Yeah, maybe you gotta fight with him first.
That was Louise. She wants me to come over for some bocce ball. Could you look after the sprats for the afternoon?
Sure, Pop, whatever you say.
See you later, son. Yippee!
There. I can hardly wait to try her out.
What happened to your dad, Tommy? Maybe he's taking a nap.
Goo-goo.
What's he doing? I don't know.
I never blow the bubble that big before.
You guys, I think my dad grew down.
You don't mean...
Yeah, I do. You guys, I think my dad's turned into a baby.
Wow. He's the biggest baby I ever saw. Think he's friendly?
Yeah. Let's go play with him.
I don't know. It's kind of weird having your dad be a baby.
Hi. I'm Stewie. Who are you?
Hi, Stewie. I'm Tommy.
Hi, Tommy. Want to play?
Okay. This is Phil and Lil and Chucky. Hi, Mr. Stewie.
You're funny, Chucky.
He talks like a baby, but he sure doesn't look like one.
You're right, Chucky. He needs a diaper.
But where are we ever going to find a diaper that big?
Over there! Okay, Stewie, hold still.
There, that's better.
Yeah, that's better.
Hey, Stewie, let's go inside. I'll show you my toys.
Wow, that was pretty neat.
Hey, I bet my dad, Stewie, can do lots of other neat stuff, too.
What do you mean, Tommy?
Well, maybe he can get us all the things we want, but can't ever get because we're too small.
Like what?
Like, the Christmas presents my mom keeps high up in the closet.
You mean Stewie can get us Christmas presents?
Remember to bring down all the presents, Stewie?
Yeah, all of them.
Wow, you're into a lot of neat toys.
The presents I got last year.
Without Stewie, we would have had to wait till Christmas for these.
We're really lucky to have such a big baby around.
Yeah, he can reach all kinds of stuff.
You think he can reach the cookies?
Cookies?
It doesn't get any better than this.
Nope.
Nuh-uh.
Now what, Tommy?
Stewie can look for more cookies.
Oh, I'm kind of full.
There must be something else real high up that only Stewie can reach.
I know. Okay, Stewie, go! Chucky?
Stu, is that you in there?
Ah.
I guess you really worked up a sweat on the roof with that weather vane. By the way, it looks great. Are the kids still out back with Grandpa? Good. Well, I just came home to get the checkbook. I've changed my mind. I'm going to go ahead and buy that crystal vase. Oh, I know you don't want to spend the money, Stu, but it's just too good a bargain to pass up. Oh, you're such a doll, and I just know you won't regret this. Gotta run.
She's gone. Time to play.
Wanna play with my doll, Stewie?
Like trouble.
Wow, you can really cry. What's wrong, Stewie?
Toy broke.
Don't worry. When Daddy gets home, he'll fix...
Tommy? He's never coming home.
Who's never coming home, Tommy?
My Daddy. He's never gonna come home. He turned into Stewie and now he'll never be Daddy again.
For now, you got Stewie to play with.
Yeah, now you got a great big baby to help you get Christmas presents and eat cookies and get in trouble.
It's just not the same as having my daddy. When you were my dad, you'd build toys especially for me and read me stories and tuck me in at night and... I miss my daddy!
Gotta go back to being the big person. You gotta be Tommy's daddy.
Yep, you gotta get grown up again.
But I don't wanna.
Can you blame him? Who'd want to be grown up if you could stay little forever?
Not me.
Hey, Tommy, where are you going?
Miss your daddy, huh, Tommy?
Yep.
Chucky said I should be your daddy.
Oh, Stewie, I couldn't ask you to do that.
I'll try.
Ready to be a grown-up? Here, Stewie, you use it to talk to yourself.
Here, Stewie.
You carry your grown-up toys in it.
Here, Stewie. Take it in the bathroom and don't come out till practically forever.
Face it, Tommy. He just doesn't know how to be grown up.
What about if we made him eat lots of spinach?
What about having him watch boring grown-up shows on TV?
What about the duck?
The duck? What's the duck?
Yeah, he lives on top of the garage.
The duck knows everything.
He'll tell you how to be a grown-up.
Come on. Stewie, first you have to fight the duck or he won't tell you anything.
Fight?
Yeah.
But I'm scared.
Sure you're scared, Stewie. Everyone gets scared sometimes, but you can't be scared all the time.
Well, okay. I'll try.
He's the bravest baby I ever saw.
Stewie, you can't do it!
Knock him on the head!
Are you okay, Stewie?
What? Huh? Oh. Nice-looking weather vane. That quack-o-matic's the wave of the... Come on, kids. Everybody in the house. Want a ride, kiddo?
I'm back, dear.
Be right there.
Boy, it sure is great to have things back to normal.
Stu, what are you doing wearing that sheet?
Our ad for the garage sale. It's going to be the best garage sale ever.
We can finally get rid of all the old junk we've collected over the years.
Yeah, and make room for my new stereo.
Oh, Pickles!
Hi, Daddy. What's all this?
Got some goodies for your little garage sale here. You got your fondue set, your basic lava lamp, from that old standby, the Pet Rock.
Hey, a lava lamp. We could use one of those in the bedroom, Deed.
Stu, we're supposed to be getting rid of things, remember?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I used to be in sales back in the 40s. I was pretty good at it, too. Dollar Pickles, they called me.
No kidding.
I could sell a six-slice toaster to a one-man family.
What do you think a garage sale is? You think they're going to go sailing on the garage?
Maybe it means we're all going to be living outside from now on.
Maybe they're going to put the chairs and stuff on the grass and water them so they'll grow.
So, you don't know what a garage sale is, eh? Well, I'm in a good mood today, so I'll tell you. A garage sale is where you put your stuff on the lawn and try to talk people into taking it off your hands. Never mind. You won't understand till your brains get bigger.
Hey, Stu, how about this?
Oh, no! Not the Whirly Mover. That was my first invention. A breakthrough in children's riding devices.
But, Stu, it didn't work.
It's got sentimental value. Take it back. Take it back.
Oh, all right.
There. That ought to do it. Oh, God, rabbit.
Look at all these old records, Betty.
Yeah, who'd want to listen to those things?
Chick-a-boom, locomotion, seasons in the sun. Oh, I can't bear to sell these. They're classics.
Oh! Dee Dee, that's my favorite suit.
Stu, you haven't worn that thing since 1977.
Hey, disco's coming back.
Aunt Dee Dee, what's disco?
Oh, nothing, sweetheart. It's something that happened a long time ago, and it's never, never coming back. So don't you worry.
Well, that's the whole kit and caboodle. Everything we could bear to part with is out here on the lawn.
Any minute now, the bargain hunters will be swarming all over. Yes, sir. Any minute now. Here comes a customer.
We scared him off.
Forget him. Here comes a hot one.
Hi there. Well, nice to see you, too.
I still don't understand. What did Angelica mean by take it off your hands? Do you have to take your hands off to have a garage sale?
No, 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 Tommy. A garage sale is where the grown-ups take everything out of the house and put it on the front lawn. Then other grown-ups come and take it away.
Oh. But why?
That's the thing. Nobody knows. But after our garage sale, we get a whole bunch of new stuff to put in the house.
Yee.
But wait a sec. Your mom and dad didn't do a very good job. Look at all the stuff they left in the house.
Hey, maybe they need us to help them.
Help them?
What up, Tommy?
Look at all the stuff they forgot and we'll put it outside so that people can take it away.
Wait a minute, Tommy. We can't do that. We're too little.
Too little, Chucky? Do you remember when we went over the fence to get my ball from the other yard? Were we too little then?
Well...
Or when we put mud in my daddy's shoe so he'd make squishy noises when he walked? Were we too little then? Or when we filled the potty with jelly so the fish wouldn't get hungry? Were we too little then?
No, but all those times we got in trouble.
We're babies. We're supposed to get in trouble. That's our job. Now, who's with me?
Me.
What about you, Chucky?
Okay, me. Gee, Stu, this doesn't seem to be going very well. Nobody's buying anything.
Just a matter of time, Deed. Just a matter of time.
Kirsten, here's something neat.
Can I help you, ladies?
How much is this?
I didn't think Dee Dee wanted to sell that thing. Oh, well, I guess she changed her mind. You see, girls, this here's an antique. I couldn't let it go for less than $25.
Well, that seems like a fair price.
In that case, how about $15?
Okay, we'll take it for $15.
Oh, well, you've got me over a barrel. $5.
Come on, you guys, let's get some more.
Hey, lady, how much for the joke suit?
Gee, I thought Stu wanted this. Oh, well, I guess he came around. $5?
Look at them all. They're really taking it off our hands.
We gotta get more stuff, guys. Everybody split up and get the biggest, bestest stuff you can find.
Got a lot more junk than I realized.
What's this thing?
I don't know. Throw it on top.
Only one problem, Tommy. How are we going to get all this stuff outside?
I know. We'll use my wagon.
Come on, push. I got an idea, Tommy. Let's just give up.
No, there's gotta be a way. If only we had a big kid who could help us.
What are you babies doing now?
Angelica!
That's my name. Don't wear out.
Want to help us?
That depends. What's in it for me?
We're helping garage sale. We're taking the wagon inside so we can load it up with all this stuff the grown-ups forgot.
What? No! You're not supposed to do that. You're only supposed to... Sure, I'll help
you. Well, that's all of it.
Your mom and dad will be so proud of you little kids helping them with the garage sale and all. Just promise me one thing, Cousin Tommy.
Sure, Angelica.
Don't tell them I helped you. I don't want any of the credit for your idea.
Okay. Well, let's move it out.
Isn't working.
Yeah, somebody better steer it, Tommy. Good idea, Chucky. We'll help you up.
Me? Why me?
Because it was your idea.
Boy, you're heavy, Chucky.
Push harder. Push harder.
We'll be right back.
10, 15. Radical price on the stereo, dude.
Thanks, lady.
Thank you.
It's good we helped out, because the grown-ups couldn't do it alone.
Yeah, we did a great job.
Babies, what a crack-up. Chucky!
$237. We made out pretty good considering we only sold a lot of junk.
Yes, sir. You folks got to see Top Dollar Pickles back in his old form.
Oh, it'll be nice to have all that extra space again.
Disco suit, my 8 tracks, my stereo.
You know, Stu, maybe this isn't such a bad thing. I mean, all we lost were material possessions. And what we've rediscovered are the important things, like family and love and other real human values.
Put a sock in it, Dee.
Sing it. Oh.